downtown, we live. Oh, what a feeling. When it's go time, I go lie, lie from the kitchen with a ditch. Get your dad for a whipping. Whip a brick when you break the whole brick down, this what it'll get you. Pat glaze, frost wrist. How you fucking all these bitches?
We back at you. Smash and dash. Know what I'm saying? With my brother. Smash. What's up with you, man?
What's popping, Twinsky? I feel like it'd be like hella long in between these weeks we be talking, but it'd only be a week. What's going on with that?
Yeah, it'll only be a week, man. Look like you got a little bit of new energy, man. Like you're in Florida or something like that, man. What you got going on?
Yeah, I'm definitely down here in this sunny Florida, man. Y'all try to take me out with the hurricane, but I bounced back, man. So I'm glad we made it out of it. You know, when we was down here, they was talking it was going to be crazy. So I was kind of nervous. I can't lie. But after only losing power for what, like 4 or 5 hours, we bounced back. And, you know, I think I'm going to be right back downtown this weekend hanging. You feel me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, how I want to start this off, man, you know, I got a couple topics for you.
Hold on. Before you even start, don't start no bullshit today, 2K. Let's have a good, clean podcast. You know what I'm saying? We're going to enjoy this. We ain't going to get too wild. Don't come in here with no bullshit today, 2K.
Man, you know, I'm just keeping it cool and collect. Know what I'm saying? I just want to start by this because, you know, I played alongside a guy by the name of Smash. And I've seen the back and forth. I seen the get into it. I seen the shoving matches between coaches. Know what I'm saying? I seen you do this. I seen all this. You know, I always used to tell you, I wish we could have had a reality show. We wish we could have had cameras back then. Oh, yeah, know what I'm saying?
We would have been crazy.
It would have been great. So I want to touch on it. So I want to touch on the whole Ravens-Bills game. And the reason why I say the shoving match, because Marcus Peters, I seen him get upset on the sideline. He was going back and forth with trying to get the Harbaugh and stuff like that. But before we get to Marcus Peters, I want to tell how I feel about the whole situation. And it's speculation. People don't really know the reason, but my reason is thinking that Marcus Peters was so upset because Harbaugh didn't kick that field goal to go up to 3 points, and they was down in the red zone. I think they were probably like at the 5-10 yard line, something like that. Could have kicked the easy chip shot, went up 3 points, and put their defense on the field and gave them the best chance to win the game. So when I was watching the game, though, what I said, I'm like, man, we down here, it's tied up, 20-20. Lamar drove him all the way down. It's fourth and goal.
Yeah.
You either kick the field goal, go up three, put your defense out there, and, hey, man, y'all play D, win us the game. Put it on your defense back. Or, like most people say, we got the MVP, put it in his hand, win us the game. Man, listen, at the end of the day, my thoughts is, man, we kick that field goal, put it on our defense back, go win us the game. That's what I think. Like, you don't do that. Like, you don't – you got points on the board. You take those points off the board. Go for it. Throw an interception. Now, you talking about a guy, a potential MVP, put the ball in his hands and don't think he'll be able to come down the field? Josh Allen, you don't think he'll be able to come down the field and get 3 points? You giving the game away.
Okay, so like my partner Lee Corso would say, not so fast, my friend. I get what you're saying. But as me and you was watching that game, we realized that number 17 on the other side is a gangster. So it don't matter what the hell Lamar was doing. If he didn't get 7, he was going to lose regardless. So Harbaugh exactly did what he was supposed to do.
No, he didn't.
He knew if he gave that ball back to number 17, he was going to go down and score. So them three didn't matter at all, Young. See.
You're crazy. Bro, sometimes what was the game? What was the final score? 20-23. You mean? That's what I'm saying. You got to give your – in this game, And at this game, my whole thought is if I'm on that Baltimore, if I'm on the Baltimore, listen, if I'm on Baltimore, if I'm on Baltimore Ravens defense, I no longer believe that our coach have our back. He don't believe in us.
Yeah, don't believe it then. And I don't believe y'all got my back because y'all couldn't stop shit anyway. That's the reason why I gave Lamar the ball to try to score because I knew damn well y'all wasn't going to stop shit. See, that's the problem. Y'all think, bruh, yes, we have Lamar. We have the former MVP and he's been balling. Of course, I'm going to give him the ball in his hands because normally what? He makes plays. Mm. Secondly, the defense ain't been doing shit. The reason why Marcus Peters was mad is because, yes, they wanted him to score so they can try to get the ball back to score real fast, but they was trying to get the 3 points. It didn't make sense at that point. Josh had got all the way down to the 1-2 yard line. He did exactly what he wanted to do. Today,
no way.
And he ran the time down and kicked the field goal. He could have scored a touchdown if he wanted to. That's why they were mad.
No way. Let me tell you one thing.
They tried to give up the touchdown. No,
let me tell you one thing. I hit my cousin the other day. I hit my cousin after the game, Marcus Peters, and I'm like, bro, what's going on? My cousin, I'm just capping, I ain't hit, dog. But listen, what really happened was Marcus Peters was upset that Jim Harbaugh didn't kick that field goal and put it on the defense back and gave him a chance. Hey, he was so upset. That's why he was upset.
He could be upset. It didn't matter because Josh Allen went right down the field and got them on. If he wanted to score,
and got a three, it could have been three up. That's going to overtime and give us a chance. At least give us a shot. Give us a chance.
Because he ran all the time. He
give us a chance.
Ran out all the time.
Anything could happen, man. Give us a chance. Pin them deep. Make them go 80. I will feel better. I will feel better. I will feel better about that loss if we kick the field goal. And we're up 20-23. Listen, we're up 20-23. And we're kicking deep.
I don't know what game you were watching because you completely don't understand what was going on. Josh Allen could have scored if he wanted to. He ran out all the time.
I do understand. You're not getting what I'm saying.
Them 3 points didn't mean shit. He was going to score regardless.
You don't know that. But
try to score.
But you don't get what I'm saying. I just said I would have felt better about the loss if we was in position to kick the three. We kicked the three, went up 20-23. We kick it deep, pin them deep, and he go down 80 and score on us. I'm okay with that. What I'm not okay with is we taking three off the board and they coming down and they kicking three and they win 20-23. I'm not okay with that. Yes, I want the bump. Line it up. Harbaugh, line it up. You are absolutely full. Line it up. I'm a pawn.
Bro, you
I'm definitely a power.
3 points, like it was three. They lost by. He ran the ball out. He didn't.
They lost by three.
Do shit. He literally did what he wanted to do. Yeah, and kicked the field goal and looked at them and laughed at their ass. I think Jim Harbaugh keep coaching the way you coach. That's probably why you've been having a job longer than everybody else. That's why you have a former MVP under your hands. That's why you have Super Bowls under your hand. I know a coach that I play with. Jeff Fisher, his ass would have kicked the three, and we still would have lost. That's why he's the most losing coach in NFL history.
So that's no way.
Crazy. Man, get up.
Hey, no way. Next, you're absolutely
you
fool.
Absolutely absurd.
I'm going to move on because he's absolutely a fool.
You got to move on because, hey, Marcus Peters, I know.
This man talking about some analytics, man. This man sat here in the interview and talking about analytics, man. Do you care? Do you absolutely care about your team? And come on, man. You talking about analytics. Man, get out of here, man. He probably hit the doobie with you at halftime.
Speaking of doobies, yeah, file something in right now. Tighten me up. Get my hair right. Hey, because you know what, bro? I don't like this. Bro,
you probably hit a doobie with curves, man.
I like that. Your man.
Yeah, listen.
Turn to real Stephen A. Hey, relax.
I'm just saying, bro. I'm just speaking real. I know how I would have felt about that. Like, come on, bro. At least give us a shot. Like, at least we could have probably held him down to three and then shoot, maybe overtime, whatever. I don't know. I don't know what the outcome would have been. We know what it was. They end up losing the game, and it is what it is. Sometimes, like we talked about in the previous show, when it was Giants and they went for the two, they ain't have shit to lose. So they went for the two and they won. So it is what it is. But in this game, in that magnitude, that type of game, you kick your three, you put it on your defense back, and it is what it is. I don't want to hear nothing else. And we're going to move on. We're going to move on.
We're going to start coaching.
We're going to jump on this next topic. A little bit on a more serious note. You know, anytime like one of our brothers, you know, go down or things like that, like a scary situation when we talk about the whole tour situation, like just watching a guy down there on the field in a locked up position. And, you know, it's just scary. So what you think about that whole situation? Like it leads back from the week before when they saying he initially got the concussion. And they let him back in the game where and they said a back injury or something like that. And then for him, like even the tackle or the hit, it didn't even seem that hard to me. Like he slammed him, but his head didn't hit the ground that hard for him to be locked up like that. So obviously something was going on with him prior to then from the first hit the week before.
I mean, what's going on with that is just basic football, Young. You know how it is. When we were playing football, how many times did you see stars or see black dots coming down your eyeballs, but you got right back in the huddle and you kept playing football, right? We are at a time in a position in football where you don't want to be looked at as a soft, you know, dude. You want to be looked at as there for your team. And I think that the team and even Tua, they both got caught up into it. I think Tua wanted to play so bad and just, you know, our competitive nature comes out and it's like, damn, okay, I might have had a concussion, but I feel straight. Oh, I'm cool. Nothing happened. I can still play. And, you know, the team is probably like they from what I'm understanding, they did do due diligence. You know, they kept checking on him and asking and making sure if he was straight or, you know, doing the test and whatnot. He complied and he was able to pass all that stuff. It's just sad because, again, it's we're forced in a sense to play, man, because you got to be out there to get your stats. You got to get your numbers. You want, you know, a better contract. You want to win for your team. So I think that, you know, they're both kind of in the wrong, man. I can't just fault the team because I know me. I know how many times that, you know, I felt, you know, banged up or my head wasn't right. And I went right back into that huddle where I told the trainers, listen, I know I feel okay. I'm okay. And I'm seeing stars and I barely can understand what the play is. But, you know, in that moment, I didn't want to let my team down. So for some reason, I was being selfish, but I thought that was how you were supposed to be in football. And I think that that's all of us growing up, that you don't want to let your team down. So you don't want to be the guy looking soft. Oh, I'm hurt. I can't play. So I think that, you know, they kind of got caught up into their ego. So I kind of put that on both of them people, man, or both of them, to be honest. It's just not on Tua. I feel bad for Tua because he should be playing. Obviously, the higher up should have stepped in. But, you know, when the pressure of a player is getting pressure to the coach, like, I'm good, I can play. Sometimes, you know, the coach is overwhelmed with his emotions and he probably goes out his norm. So,
you know, but from my understanding, and you absolutely right on every topic and every point that you're touching on. But from my understanding, I thought they took it completely, and not just talking about the Tua situation, but I'm just talking about the whole NFL and the whole concussion protocol and things these days. I thought they took the whole control out of the players' hands. Like,
right,
the doctor and the trainers have to allow them back in, like, throughout all the tests and all that. And I think that's why they under scrutiny, because they're saying, like, not from the week before, that they didn't do their due diligence. You know what I'm saying? That they didn't do anything as far as the protocol, calling down, stop, because they said it was one point, I guess, when he was walking off the field or something, he was stumbling. And
so isn't that the independent? Don't they have independent people up there that call down and be like, get him out?
Yeah, it's the doctors. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's why the doctor got fired. You know what I'm saying? So, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, you can say Tua, you can say the team, you can say the doctor, but at the end of the day, you got to blame the Dolphins because they hired this guy. So, like, and it was crazy because me and a couple people was having this conversation, and my thoughts on it was like, man, I hear what everybody talking about, but even if it was the Dolphins, if it was the Dolphins, if it was Tua, guess who's not going to take the fall for this? The Dolphins are Tua.
Be Dolphins.
Yeah, it's not gonna be the, so, it's yeah, not so be we Dolphins. Fired a doctor, but like if the doctor did what he was supposed to do and told them like, nah, Tua don't need to be playing or this and that. And you got to think, Dolphins ain't won in so long. Like, I can't remember the last time. Now they starting off, what, 3-0? Or they was 2-0 at the time and 3-0 pressure. They want to win so bad. Yes, so sir. It's like, who said, like, okay, like, Tua may have said, man, I'm good, coach. And by him saying that, they probably like, okay, he's saying he's good. They probably didn't do the whole protocol, what they were supposed to do, and still let him play. So at the end of the day, that falls back. It has to fall back on the Dolphins when it comes to me. Like, because I'm pretty sure, man, even though the doctor works for the Dolphins, he's still a doctor at the end of the day. So yeah, I'm
you just said it, Young. He works for the Dolphins. Like,
yeah, but what I'm saying is I'm pretty sure. Yeah, but no, what I'm saying is I'm pretty sure he told them he's not in shape to play.
He's going in,
and then somebody had to override. I don't know where it came from. Somebody had to override, and it's just a coincidence it happened the next game. Now he getting pulled off on a stretcher. Like, somebody got to pay for this.
You know what's crazy though about this? Just think about even when the coach got fired and he did the lawsuit. He's been talking about, you know, Miami.
That's Dolphins, like, yeah.
You know, the Miami. So it's like, listen, right now, Miami's face isn't clean by no means. Like, they've been doing a lot of bull crap. You know, I feel like they fired Brian Flores without just due anyway. He was a great coach. It ain't like he had much to win with down there. He did a great job, and they just get rid of him. And then he comes out with the lawsuit. And then, like, it makes sense now. You got Tua. The doctor's getting fired. It's like, listen, the Dolphins, by some way, they don't want to be caught red-handed. So they definitely need to shake down, Young, because they're doing whatever they can. They need it like the same way that the Reds, I mean, the Washington football, the Commanders, whatever, man. Sorry.
The team, yeah. Yeah.
Just like when Dan Snyder got, like, they had him in, or just like they just did the Phoenix Suns owner. And listen, they might need to probe into the Miami Dolphins and really see what's going on and not let the NFL do the damn shit. We need somebody from the outside to come in because I don't really trust the NFL to do shit. We know that they're working together. It is what it is.
Yeah. It's a crazy situation, man. You know, and I hope he get healthy real soon, be able to go back out there because they was having a good season. He was having a good season. And, man, you know, prayers just up for him.
No, for sure. You know, that's, again, you don't ever want to see anything like that. You know, we play with I've had more than a few concussions. I haven't had the lockup concussions like that, but I played with a few, you know, my brothers that have had it. You know, some of them definitely still suffer long term. So hopefully, you know, our prayers is with Tua and hopefully he can, you know, bounce back and get back on that season. On the field fast because my homeboy Cheese, you know you don't need them, boy.
Cheese beats, you don't need them, boy.
Cheese, been talking about this. I know you don't believe in Teddy B, man. Teddy, I love you, bro. You my brother, but, bro, you're going to have to show me something, man, because this shit about to get real.
Yeah, it's going to get real. Yeah. Yeah, I'm glad that you just said that, because I just want to tap on something real quick. Our team, my team, whatever you want to call it, because you know you be Brady and this and that. But I just want to tell
Brady
people.
Fanatic, but I'm a Titan.
Yeah, I just want to tell people, man, at the end of the day, the Titans, we're 2-2. Don't panic. It's still early. It's a long season. It's a lot of people panicking, but don't worry.
Okay, I'm panicking. Traylon Burks went out of the game because Traylon Burks, our number one draft pick that we gave away for AJ. Eugene Brown. I don't know if his middle name is Eugene, but a baller's name is Eugene, so that's why we call him Eugene around here.
Right.
He's been dominating with Eagles. We really literally let this man go. We draft the first-round draft pick. He's just got carted off. I don't know if he's playing or if he's going to be out there, but I haven't heard his name really called all year. So, man, you may not be panicked, TK, but I'm kind of panicking right now. Derrick Henry can carry us.
Yeah.
With Tannehill, you know why? Nobody to throw it to. It's just looking, man. I know Robert Woods, that's my guy, but we need a tight end or somebody else.
Yeah. The reason why I'm not panicking, because what I seen Sunday gave me a reason not to panic, right?
What, feed the beast?
No, not even that. Like, even like, let's just say Derrick Henry game. He had okay game this game, right? He had okay game. I think he had 100 yards, 100 and some yards. I'm not sure what the carries on the average was. He had an okay game. Yeah. He didn't have the normal Derrick Henry game, but you can't always have that game. So he put together a solid game.
Yeah. But
what impressed me Sunday was we got back to old Titan football. We're going to run the ball. We're going to put it in his hands, and we're going to play good defense. We held one of the best, probably like the top, if not one, two, or three back in the league. We held, like, we shut him down.
Yeah, Jay Stewart.
We shut him down on defense. So we went back to the old tight. We're going to run the football and we're going to play defense. Know what I'm saying? We had a good game. So that's why I say don't panic. We still right there. We 2-2. Great divisional win. And, we got time to turn things around.
You know what, bro? I like how you even just did that. You know what I mean? Because I'm going to get into something right there. Because you just mentioned Derrick Henry. I think I said Jay Stu. Jonathan Taylor, rather, is his name. Bro, this is a great debate. Because I've been getting a lot of questions on who the best running back is in the NFL right now. And right before you answer, I remember earlier this season, you told new people not to draft a certain player. Hey, we're not going to do that just yet. We're not going to talk about that. Well, we're going to talk about the number one running back in the NFL right now. Sorry, Derrick Henry, you my guy. You will always be the king. You definitely top three. Nicholas Eugene Chubb, definitely the best running back in the NFL. By far, hands down, the best running back. You screw your face up like you just drank a shot or something. I know you ain't drinking in there. That's all that nice tequila behind you. You ain't took one shot today. But you make that face, like, what's that about? Nicholas Chubb is by far the best running back in the league. Are you debating this? Or who are you putting at number one? Because I put number two, Saquon, a guy that you told everybody to stay away from, and fantasy football has been dominating this year.
Yeah, he has. And
Baker, ain't no way this in hell.
We're talking about running backs.
Yeah, I bet.
Okay,
my bad.
We're not talking about quarterbacks. But what I'm saying is, let's get this straight. Yeah. I said stay away from Saquon because he had to prove that he can stay healthy, not because of his ability. And I showed, like a few shows ago, I took that on the chin and I say I was wrong. And the crazy, yeah. I even
but
have
the, Saquon. But the two running backs.
I took it on the chin.
Running backs you said to stay away from been dominating this
who?
Year.
Who? Who?
Christian McCaffrey been having a great season so far.
No, you crazy. Have you lost your mind?
Don't you do that. Don't
Are you at your rabbit? Look it up. Look it up. You at your rabbit. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Why? He's not doing good because you're sorry ass quarterback.
Don't do that.
You said comeback player of the year.
Don't do that.
He's going to be the breakout player. This man ain't threw for more than 300 yards in one game yet.
We talking about running backs, though. McCaffrey is not. What?
Come on, bro. Because based on what you were saying.
You're tripping. I'm basing off fantasy football. Stay away from McCaffrey. Where have he averaged this year?
McCaffrey, okay. Let me.
Fantasy points.
Before you. Because you said. Yeah.
Fantasy.
All right, but the number one guy you said
is – No, they had – said. But listen, what I'm saying is if we're going to talk, we're going to talk. We're going to get into it then. If that's what you want to do, if that's what you want to do, we're going to get into it. Let's get into it.
Saquon Barkley leads the league in rushing. No. My guy.
No, we talking about – no, you said, yeah, Saquon, yeah, we talking about McCaffrey, right?
He's still top 15 rushing with weak-ass Baker Mayfield. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Oh, well, no, you know that. More than anybody, bro. Stop playing that. Don't do that.
We're talking about McCaffrey,
man,
right?
Hey, Christopher, let's be real with each other for one second, man. Yeah, let's talk about McCaffrey.
Let's talk about him.
Talk about him. He has 30 less yards than Derrick Henry this year. So, rushing.
Let's talk about it. So, you said I was wrong in my assessment. When we was talking about McCaffrey, right?
Basically.
McCaffrey was number one draft pick in fantasy. He was number one. And McCaffrey is only, this year, he's only averaging 17 points.
So who, okay, since you...
No, I'm just saying he's only averaging 17 points.
So who leads the league and who, what running back leads the league in fantasy right now? Please tell me.
I'm pretty sure it is Saquon.
Oh, okay.
I'm pretty sure it's Saquon. But he's had, McCaffrey is not putting up, he's not putting up number one pick numbers. Okay. He's not picking up number one pick numbers. That's all I'm saying. I'm not talking about these because I know these guys that I'm naming, these guys are great athletes. They're real good players. But if I'm talking fantasy football, I'm not picking McCaffrey with the number one pick. I'm not picking Saquon with the number one pick based off the years before, but I already said I was wrong about Saquon.
Yeah, right.
I was wrong. I don't know because I drafted him.
But I'll tell you this.
I drafted him. Right, well, but listen, but my but hold up.
No.
No, you ain't get my backs. My backs though.
Oh, who's your top?
No,
yeah, get your top.
No,
three.
You said your top three. But what I'm going in Saquon. I gotta give him his flowers. He's been doing his thing. He's leading the league in rushing, leading the league in scrimmage yards. Man, kudos to him.
I don't want you to do that.
I already gave my three. Kudos. No,
best three right now? I don't want
right five. Now
three. Three.
Right now, what's going crazy is Saquon is going crazy.
No.
I'm going to name the backs that's having a back, the best backs right now. Saquon is going crazy. Saquon is going crazy. Nick Chubb is going crazy.
Yeah, I know.
Give flowers to Miles Sanders, Philly. He's going.
Nah,
he's
doing you know who thing. I'm giving flowers to? Cordell Patterson. He's a Swiss Army knife. The man came in returning kicks, playing receiver, doing all that. And this man, I don't know if this like year 11,
he's number 12, four.
Whatever this is.
He's fourth in rushing. He's fourth in rushing right now. Kudos. Hey, man, you on my fantasy team, man. Get healthy. I know you out for the next 4 weeks. You on IR. Man, get back.
But you
right,
also
man.
Started Alvin Kamara last week, and he didn't even play.
Because I had to – listen, by the time I woke up, the game was at 9 in the morning. I didn't know that. The classic mistake of a fantasy owner. And I still lost that game by 3 points even without him. It was crazy. Yeah, it was crazy. But, yeah, Cordell Patterson, he definitely got to get his flowers. I talked about him last time. He definitely a guy once he get back from injury. Keep in mind flex or whatever like that. But, yeah, he went down to a knee injury this past week. He's still fourth in the whole entire league in rushing. We talking about a guy that came in lead playing receiver. They moved him to running back, and he's fourth in the whole league in rushing. So, yeah.
I salute my dog.
Mm-hmm.
All right, bro. Well, we talked about it a little earlier about my dog, A.J. Brown. Bro, what about these Eagles? Listen, do you think they real? Because from what I'm seeing right now, listen, Mike Sanders balling. He top three rushing right now. He doing his thing. A.J. Brown showing, I don't know why y'all didn't pay me. He clearly is a beast. Jalen Hurts, I give you a round of applause. I honestly, man, I knew you were good. I just didn't know it was going to be this good. He's showing me every tool that you need to be an excellent, top tier quarterback in the NFL. He knows how to, he got the deep ball. He knows how to get down in the pocket. He knows how to run and get extra yards, man. The man is hitting all his receivers. Hey, Jalen, you dope, man. I didn't know you was that dope. So my bad. I just need you to trade A.J. Brown back to the Titans right damn now because we ain't – I don't know. What you think about these damn Eagles, though?
Man, they're having a good year. Yeah, they're having a good year. Jalen Hurts is stepping up. A.J. Brown is doing what we all knew he could do. Miles Sanders is doing his thing. And it's like, anytime you got – your offensive line, good offensive line up front. Your quarterback's playing good ball. your running back doing his thing and your receiver doing his thing. Anytime the offense is clicking on all cylinders, it's going to be hard to beat that team. But at the end of the day, I haven't bought all the way in.
So who are you going with?
I haven't bought all the way in. And
who's your top NFL team right now? The Eagles the only undefeated team. And they've been winning easily. It ain't like they've been struggling. They've been whooping on people.
My thing was tripping, my bad. But yeah, I haven't bought all the way in because you know the Eagles gonna be the Eagles. Know what I'm saying?
What?
But I just feel like I need to see this play for a couple more weeks. For me to buy all the way in. I'm not buying in this early, man. Like, I'm not buying in this early. It looks good. It looked good, but I have to deep into the season. Couple more games. Right. I ain't bought in yet.
I can tell you who I'm buying into, though. Kansas City Chiefs. With the loss of Tyreek Hill. I didn't think it was gonna be that sweet. You know what I mean? Exactly. I thought it was gonna be harder, but I mean, I think they look nice. I still just don't believe them all the way. I don't either.
Bought into them. How don't you believe?
No, I don't buy in. I don't buy in.
Oh, so you don't buy in?
I buy in. Yeah, I don't buy in. I'm not buying in.
Which one?
I hella not buying in just because you thought I was gonna go that way.
If you don't buy into that, then do you buy into them? Do you buy into the whole media aspect when is the divorce real? Tom Brady, Giselle, is it real?
I think it's real. I think that Tom might be sick of her shit. I think Tom's sick of it.
Why do you think he's sick of it?
I mean, bro, and listen, this is just me. I might be speaking selfishly, but this is just me being honest with myself. Okay, you play football, right? We start playing football usually, you know, as some type of peewee football, right? You're like, I don't know, 10, 11. Sometimes you start earlier. You play this game. You hear about some of your friends stopping football right after powwow football. Some go on to high school. Some have to stop at high school. Some go to college, right? Some end up being Tom Brady, where you end up playing 22 years at an elite level. And you can't just walk away. This is your career. Some of us are forced to walk away. His wife, she doesn't have to stop modeling. She can model for her whole life. But to me, it's like, oh, he's going back to football. He's leaving the kids at home. It's like, no, this is his career. He loves this. And literally, when he walks away from this young, he'll never be able to play football a day in his life again at that level. So to me, I feel like people are being selfish. They're like, oh, he's done it for 20 years. He's done it. I mean, he's won all these Super Bowls. He has a beautiful wife at home. It's time for him to take care of his kids. But I know me as a football player and not being able to play football for the last 10 years, it sits with you for the rest of your life, and you want to get out there and play so bad. But everybody else around you, like, it's time for me. It's me time. And he's like, no, man, it's me time until I ain't got no more time or nothing left in the tank. So I honestly, I give my hat off to Tom because, bro, we all wish we could play at that level this long, especially in a career that since you was a kid, you said you were going to do that, and now you're the greatest. Come on, man. I don't know. Maybe Giselle, she wants him at home for the kids. I don't know what AB might have, you know what I mean? I don't know what you think it is.
But I'm just saying, all of that is speculation. Who says even have anything to do with football?
What would you think would be the reason after, I don't know, 15 years? I don't know how long they've been together, 20 years.
I don't
years.
Know. Why would they? I honestly, that's why, like, we bring it up, we talk about it, but, like, relationships and marriage, like other people, relationships and other people, marriage and stuff, I don't really, like, give my opinion on it and really speculate on it because we never know what it is. Like media, they talking football. We talking about coming back, playing football, this and that. It could be anything. The divorce rate is so high in the US, like it's high. Yeah. So we don't know what it could be. It could be anything. Like
it could be anything.
How
they
we
could just
know
be growing
like
apart. Right.
They could be growing apart. We keep saying this and like, she's selfish because she don't want to play football. How we know that Tom just, like you say, Tom probably sick of her. Like he don't want her no more. He just want to like we don't know what it is. Know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's good to touch on it. Hey, but I just don't want people to speculate. You never know. Yeah, you can't speculate, man.
I'm speculating, nigga. You know why I'm speculating? Because so many people speculated on me in my career. I'm speculating to death. I think dog just want to, you know, bro, he's a football player. He's been doing this for more than half of his life. That's all he knows. So he probably got home this summer, was hanging out with some of them kids. Like, boy, y'all bad as hell, man. I gotta go back to work or something. I gotta go do something, man.
But yeah, it's easy to do that when it's easy to go home and say you're retiring and then kids getting on your nerves and then you leaving $50 million on the table. I'm going back to work. It's it made that decision that much easier to go back when I'm going back to either, hey, you come back and make vet minimum or you make $50 million. What you doing? I'm going to work. Until they tell me if I can make 50 a year, I'm going to work until they tell me not to come back no more.
See, and that's what I think people are talking about, like, he don't need to do it for the money. It's like, why wouldn't you? But why not? Only yes, I do. 50. Money, and he loves this. And he's still dominating. The man just threw for a career high in yards and touchdowns or something like that last year. And you think, why would he walk away? To me, that was awkward for him to come out of nowhere saying he was retiring. I kind of felt like that was pressure from the family anyway. You know what I mean? Because –
no, but I ain't gonna even lie. Just from like going through the situation, it's like sometimes like going into my last year, right? I'm like, man, yeah, I'm going through training camp, this and that.
Yeah,
I'm gonna retire. I never told nobody, but I knew after year 10, like I'm gonna retire. Like I'm gonna retire or whatever.
Yeah.
So ended up going through whatever, retiring, and then like you say you want to retire, you retire. Then you come home, and it don't matter. Kids, wife, girl, no matter what it is, it's just the lifestyle. Like you're not really understanding what this lifestyle is because you go from your whole life on a schedule. You're doing this. You're around the guys. Whatever it is. Now I'm home. Yeah. I'm chilling. Because I'm pretty sure, like, when he went home and he said he was retired, he probably wasn't, like, on that same schedule. So he probably was there chilling, waking up. Like, dang, what I'm going to do today? Yeah, now, you can only wake up and go play golf so many times. Like, what I'm going to do? Like, and you don't have nothing. And that shit get boring. So I was like, man, you know what? I got 50 M's on the table. I'm finna just go and get that. I'm finna play. Like, might as well.
I don't know too many people. And Jeff Bezos, I know he got billions, but if they got 50 million to just go do something you love and that's been, you know, the back of your hand for 25 years, man, you definitely gonna go do that, man. So, yeah, I get, like you said, the speculation is everything for us. We really don't know why. I can't wait to, we probably never really understand why, because I think Tom and Giselle understand that they probably need to keep that shit under wraps because tabloids love to do it. So I think they got an understanding, but we'll probably never understand or never get the real reason, man. But hopefully they can reconcile or do whatever they got to do. Because like one of my OG homeboy partners told me back in the day, it's cheaper to keep them. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, that was real deal. Real one, man. You know, it's always nice getting with you, man, and going over these things, brother. It's, you know, fun and games,
hold on,
brother.
Hold on.
Serious.
Before you get out of here. Is USC real or not?
Are they real or not? Huh? Huh?
Oh, can't now hear you. You can hear it, boy. These people are crazy. Hey, okay. And who, give me your NBA pick for this year? Who going to win a championship?
Come on, man. Stop playing, man.
Who?
Baker Mayfield cousin, man. LeBron James.
Yo, my God. I love it. I'm a Laker fan, so I ain't mad at that. Listen, I know Bronny ain't claiming Baker ass no more after this season. I tell you that right now, TJ. But, yes, hey, sir. It's always fun doing this smash and dash, man. I appreciate it, man.
It's fun, man. And give Reggie Bush his Heisman back, man. Give it back. You did?
Yeah. Give my dog his Heisman. Yes, sir. I ain't mad at it. Yeah, Reg, get your Heisman back, man. Yeah. Get your
Heisman. All right. We out of here.